Word of mouth.
This is Word of Mouth from NHPR. I'm Virginia Prescott. Being more creative is like getting more exercise. Sounds like a great goal, but who has the time? Well, artist Danny Gregory is here to tell you in the gentlest, least judgy way that everybody has the time to be an artist, including you. Gregory is co-founder of thesketchbookschool.com, which offers online art classes, and he's also author of several books, most recently Art Before Breakfast, a zillion ways to be more creative no matter how busy you are. Danny Gregory, great to have you back on Word of Mouth.
Yes, great to be here.
So your book is titled Art Before Breakfast, and having read it, you mean that very literally. We're supposed to draw before breakfast?
Get up 5 minutes early and have that time for yourself. For all those people who say, I have no time, you have that time.
5 minutes? Skip brushing. Really?
You could skip brushing your teeth.
We can't condone that on the radio. I'm sorry.
No, it's just a matter of hopping out of bed because you're so excited that you're going to go and draw. It's also a matter of taking that time when perhaps the coffee is dripping or the toaster is doing its thing. You have a couple minutes, and it's possible to do a little drawing in that time. And if you do that every day, then eventually you'll start to make more time because you'll realize how cool it is to draw.
So give me a first step for a wannabe artist.
Well, get a sketchbook. Doesn't have to be an expensive or complicated sketchbook, or it could just be a notepad and a pen. I like people to draw with a pen because I think that forces you to kind of commit to what you're doing. If you draw with a pencil, you might erase it a lot. And then just look at what you're going to draw. Look at it for a minute of the five that you've devoted to this. Look at it for a minute and then slowly start to draw the outline of the edge of the thing that you're looking at. Keep your eyes about 80% of the time on the thing you're looking at, not at your drawing. And just go from there. Draw a mug of coffee. It's fascinating how you think you know what a mug of coffee looks like, but when you actually look at it and you look at the reflections, you look at the shadows, you start to see all kinds of additional things in it, and that's what makes it really interesting.
Okay, so I've got a sheet of paper and a pen in front of me right now. I've got, let's see, one, two, three, four producers in the next room who are doing the same thing. So can you walk us through a good exercise for starters?
Sure. How about drawing your hand?
Oh my.
Put your hand like loosely on the table next to you, relaxed with a palm up and the fingers kind of bent. And then put your pen on the paper. Start on the left-hand side if you're right-handed and slowly draw just the outline of what you see.
Okay, doing that. Wow, in your idea about looking at things first, I don't think I've looked at the inside of my hand in a while.
I know. It's the irony is we say you know it like the back of your hand, when actually the back of your hand is something you probably never even studied. But so once you've drawn that outline, then you might want to go in and you might want to sort of indicate where the kind of wrinkly folds are in between your fingers. That's part of the interesting thing about doing this kind of observational drawing is you start to notice all these things that you'd never seen before, how many lines there are, you know, how they crisscross each other. So in a couple of minutes, you can get to know your hand an awful lot better.
So I'm getting word from the control room that Maureen, our senior producer, is not happy with her hand so far. So what would you tell Maureen right now to talk her down of scrapping the whole thing?
Well, I would say it's less about the final drawing. It's less about like, does this look like a photograph of my hand? And it's more about the journey that you're taking. So when you're first starting to draw, you know, you're doing something that it's quite possible you haven't done since you were 7 or 8 years old. And now suddenly here you are on the radio picking up a pen and doing it for the first time in decades. So, of course, you're not that great at it. So instead, what you want to concentrate on is just the experience, to quiet that voice in your mind that's telling you that you're not doing it properly. And instead, just slowly kind of get into a meditative state where you're observing these lines in your hand and you're just tracing them and copying them one at a time. It's really about that process of slowing down, observing, and recording what you're doing. So doing that 3 minutes here, 4 minutes there, couple times a day. In a week or so, you'll have a completely transformed experience, and you'll be delighted with every single drawing you ever do for the rest of your life, I promise.
So is it all about drawing? I mean, that is, you give us a lot of tips about drawing and getting things drawn, but you know, that's not the only creative habit. Is this some sort of trigger or floodgate?
Yeah, I like to think of it as like a gateway sort of activity. Drawing is something that when we were little, we all did. You know, every single person on earth, when they were 4 or 5 years old, given a box of crayons, knew exactly what to do with them. And since then, we've developed a lot of resistance to this idea of drawing. And once you start to draw, you break down that resistance. Once you start to get the thrill of it and you do one drawing out of 10, perhaps, that delights you, then suddenly you'll start to think to yourself, well, what else can I do that I didn't think I could do? You know, and maybe you'll take cooking lessons next, or maybe you'll start to play the piano. There's all kinds of other things you can do, but drawing, because it's so basic, because it's something we all know how to do, even though we deny it, it's a great way to begin to break down this resistance we have to our own creativity. And it also, it doesn't involve many tools or really much time if you do it in these small increments. It's about developing a creative habit. And that habit could take you in lots of different directions. It took me all the way to going to clown school, if you can imagine such a thing. But, you know, I just sort of thought, like, well, what else can I do? Because I started drawing when I was in my mid-30s. And then I discovered that, wow, I actually can kind of do this. And I'm not bad at it. So then I started watercoloring, which is something I've never thought I could do. And then I started learning how to bind books. And then before long, I was doing all kinds of other crazy things.
You're referring in this conversation, and there's a lot of this in the book about getting into the habit, that you, as if you're building a muscle. Is there a creative muscle?
Oh, absolutely. Creativity is about forming associations between disparate things. Creativity is about overcoming your own sort of calcified preconceptions about things. So just like you just had that experience in drawing your hand, where suddenly you saw it differently than you had before, you started to observe it. What you were doing there is you were overcoming this preconception that you had about what your hand looked like. If I hadn't told you to look at your hand, but had just asked you to draw it, you probably could have drawn something that would look kind of like a glove. So the process of creativity is about seeing things differently than you thought they were. And you start to change your conception of yourself and who you are. You know, suddenly you can start thinking of yourself as a creative person. You don't have to be a professional artist with a one-man show at the Guggenheim to be an artist. You can be a creative person, you know, by the way that you dress or cook dinner or doodle on the while you're on the phone. There's lots of ways to change how you think about yourself. And I think that that's the essence of creativity, is breaking down the rules. And that's how we solve problems. That's how human beings always have.
I'm speaking with the artist Danny Gregory, author of a beautifully illustrated book that he hopes will help you realize your creative self. It's called Art Before Breakfast, A Zillion Ways to Be Creative, No Matter How Busy You Are. Were you referring to art with a capital A, I guess, rather than art with a lowercase a? What is the difference for you?
Art with a capital A is the art that we go to look at. We go to a museum, we go to a gallery, you know, it's art that's bought and sold. It's art that's made by an industry in a way. And art with a lowercase a is art that just regular people make. We make it as part of our life. It's really the difference between saying, if you said to yourself, I would like to have a grilled cheese sandwich, but I can't cook. I couldn't open a 4-star restaurant. I couldn't be like Gordon Ramsay on TV. So therefore, I'm not going to make a grilled cheese sandwich. So what I'm saying is, go ahead, you know, make art in these small ways, in these ways that just kind of fit in your life, reflect your life, and don't judge them by the standards of capital A art. You're not making art that can go in a museum. You may not even be making art that can hang on a wall, maybe not even on a refrigerator. You know, you're just making it for yourself to have that experience. And it's kind of like the activity that you might have if you go to the gym. You know, there's a lot of things that you do at the gym that are activities, but they're not necessarily things that you do in your regular life. So you may not necessarily normally pick up 100-pound weight, but you do that at the gym to develop those muscles. And that's art making with a capital, with a small A, is that same kind of thing. It's just this process of integrating creativity into your life without judgment, without comparison, and without anxiety, hopefully.
But we go to the gym because we're told that it's going to, you know, help us fight obesity and make our lives longer and make us, give us more energy. Why invest time in becoming a novice at art? Why take on one more thing?
Because I think it's a primal thing. It's a core thing in what we are. I think we go to the gym to exercise because we don't have that in our natural lives anymore, right? We're sitting at desks. We're living in houses. And so we have to go to the gym in order to make up for that. Similarly, if we're living a life where we spend a lot of time looking at things that other people have made, watching TV, reading things that other people have written on our phones, we're not making, we're just consuming. But essential to being a human being is the act of making stuff. You know, we've always done it, and it is, you know, a key way that we are able to connect with the world around us. We're able to see things as they truly are rather than how we imagine them to be. It provides a stronger connection to reality. It also is relaxing. It's meditative. It strengthens your memory. It's like so many things that one can do. You just need to learn a few basic skills to do it. And the things that we usually run into, the resistance that we have, is that we feel like we can't do it. We do a drawing. It doesn't look like we thought it was going to turn out. And so we give up right away. But instead, making it part of your everyday life, by making it a regular habit, you will develop those skills remarkably quickly that will suddenly give you a sense of mastery, and that will take you into new directions. And the more we strengthen our creative abilities, the more facile we become, the more easy we can make connections. It's all a part of really being more aware and living life on sort of a different level, I think. So in that way, and also I show you in the book how you can lose weight while drawing too. So if that's your concern, I'll cover that as well.
Danny Gregory, thank you very much for the encouragement.
Sure.
Danny Gregory, co-founder of SketchbookSchool.com, which offers online art classes. He's author of several books, most recently Art Before Breakfast, A Zillion Ways to Be More Creative, No Matter How Busy You Are. And you can find out more about his book and the Sketchbook School and see our in-studio sketches of our hands. Please don't judge at wordofmouthradio.org.